Well, welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast, presented by our friends at Carl Chevrolet in Ankeny and Stewart, celebrating 40 years of serving Central Iowa there at Carl Chevrolet. And I'm just going to lead this one off with, if you try and tell me you predicted this, I will call you a liar. Iowa State with a 93-77 win over number 15 West Virginia Wednesday night at Hilton Coliseum in what I would say is one of the most shocking games that I can remember in my time since I have been around Iowa State men's basketball. After the performance that the Cyclones had on Saturday in a loss to Tennessee here at home, shot 38% from the floor. They just shot 62% from the field, 56% from behind the three-point line, had only 8 turnovers to 20 assists, 10 offensive boards, outscored West Virginia 43-32 in the paint, had 20 second chance points, 9 fast break points, 16 points off of turnovers. That's against the number 14 adjusted defense in the country, according to KenPom.com. And now, in Iowa State's last 2 home games against teams that would be considered elite level defensively, the Cyclones have scored 70 points and 93 points. And they did it tonight without Nick Weiler-Babb. Donovan Jackson leads the way for the Cyclones with 25 points, knocked down 6 three-pointers, had 7 assists. I would imagine if that's not his season high, then it has to be pretty dang close. Lindell Wigginton goes 7-14 from the field, knocks down 3 three-pointers, 5-7 from the line, 22 points, 5 assists, 2 boards, only 2 assists in his first game as one of the primary ball handlers for this team since without Nick Weiler-Babb. Cameron Lard answers back after a lot of people were questioning what he was doing on Saturday against the Volunteers. Goes 9-12 from the field, scores 18 points, grabs 13 rebounds, blocks 2 shots, ties Jared Homan's program record for blocks in a season by a freshman in 35 minutes. A phenomenal game from Cameron Lard, to put it simply. Solomon Young goes 6-6 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line, grabs 10 boards, scores 14 points, and blocks 2 shots in 27 minutes. That's the Solomon Young that Iowa State needs to show up every night. And if he does, then this team is going to be a hell of a lot tougher. They're going to look a hell of a lot more like what they look tonight against West Virginia than what they looked on Saturday against Tennessee. Iowa State's bench, Jeff Beverly comes out to go 2-for-2, including knocking down a three-pointer. That was the point when you're like, oh my gosh, this team is, there's something brewing here in the building tonight. Jacoby Long goes 1-of-1 from the field. And then Terrence Lewis was the only other guy off the bench to come in and take a shot. 4 of Iowa State's starters played 35 or more minutes, Lard, Jackson, Wigginton, and Zoran Talley. And Talley might be the guy who was most important to what Iowa State was able to do tonight against the Mountaineers. There were so many different times when he was put into the situation of having to bring the ball down the court for the Cyclones, and he ends the game with only 2 turnovers and 5 assists. And he is not a point guard. That guy did a phenomenal job of handling the pressure that West Virginia threw at them. And Bob Huggins said it in his press conference after the game that they haven't unleashed the press in the same way that they have in the last couple years. He kind of threw down the gauntlet with his team, questioning their commitment to playing defense and how much they want to actually stop people and stuff like that. But still, Iowa State was put into some situations offensively that they just haven't been in here recently. And they just, I mean, they thrived. This has to be one of the best offensive games that Iowa State has played all season. It might be the best offensive game that Iowa State has played all season, to be completely honest. And West Virginia didn't look like them, the team that they were a couple weeks ago when they got up to number two in the AP rankings. I mean, they looked tired and they looked slow and they just didn't look like that same team. But Iowa State was great defensively, 43% shooting, and West Virginia took 9 more shots. You know, they still gave up some offensive boards, but that, you know, you hold them to 9 of 26 from 3-point range. The Cyclones played well defensively, and then they did as well of a job on the offensive end as they have the entire season, like I said. But this game, to me, what really stands out the most is that 5 days after everyone had written these guys off, had said they're soft, they don't play with energy, there's something wrong in the locker room, they're not behind each other, all this stuff. 2 days later, Steve Prohm comes into his press conference and tells everyone that Nick Weiler-Babb is out for at least a week. And these guys come out 2 nights later on the same court where they just got embarrassed by a team over the weekend, and they stomp a top 15 conference team and completely turn all of those things around. I mean, completely silence anyone that's questioning toughness, their ability to play physical, their ability to play with energy. I mean, it looked like a completely different basketball team Wednesday night, and it was so cool to see. You know, I mean, they just looked like a completely different basketball team, and it was so awesome. And it looked like these guys were finally starting to have some fun again. And if they can play like they played tonight, they're going to give themselves a chance in a lot of these games left down the stretch. And, I mean, we all know at this point you don't know which version of Iowa State team is going to show up on any given night. And Steve Prohm said it. We've got a JV team and a varsity team. Whichever one shows up, you know, it apparently depends on the night. But if they can get this varsity team to show up like it did on Wednesday, then they're going to be a pretty tough out as we move forward here throughout the rest of the season. So, like I said, Instant Reaction Podcast brought to you by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. Chris is writing a column. I'm about to go write a column. So we'll have a ton of coverage up on the site here before too long. We're going to have some videos, all kinds of other stuff like that. So stay tuned. Huge win tonight for the Clones. We'll be back tomorrow night on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, 6 to 7 on 1460 KXNO from Whiskey River in Ankeny. Come check it out. If you want to kick it, have a beer with us or whatever, we're going to be talking hoops. So everybody have a great rest of your night, and go Clones.